This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has highlighted that India's Nari Shakti is setting examples across sectors and actively participating in the resolution of a Viksit Bharat. In a social media post, Mr. Modi underlined the government's focus on women-led development over the past 11 years. He noted that the NDA government has redefined women-led development through a series of impactful initiatives. These include ensuring dignity through the Swachh Bharat Abhiyan, financial inclusion via Jan Dhan accounts, and empowerment at the grassroots level. Mr. Modi cited Ujjwala Yojana as a milestone that brought smoke-free kitchens to several homes. He also highlighted how Mudra loans have enabled lakhs of women to become entrepreneurs and pursue their dreams independently. The provisions of houses in women's names under the PM Awas Yojana has also made a remarkable impact on their sense of security and empowerment. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi visited forward posts in the Gadhwal region yesterday to review the operational and administrative readiness of forces deployed in forward areas of Gadhwal, Uttarakhand. During his visit, the Chief of the Army Staff interacted with troops guarding the frontiers and commended them for their unwavering dedication, resilience and professionalism. He emphasized the importance of maintaining high standards of operational preparedness and constant vigilance. The all-party delegation led by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad reached Delhi today, after successfully concluding its visit to Germany. The delegation carried forward India's strong message of zero tolerance against terrorism. Talking to media after returning from the visit, Mr. Prasad said his delegation visited France, Italy, Denmark, England, Brazil and Germany, and the foreign nations condemned the Pahalgam terror attack.
हर जगह संसद के वरिष्ठ लोग मंत्रीगण थिंक टैंक मीडिया और भारतीय कम्युनिटी से बातचीत हुई भारत के प्रति पहलगाम के बर्बर आतंकवाद के खिलाफ बहुत गुस्सा है और सबों ने कंडेम किया
In Tamil Nadu, Union Minister for Home Affairs and senior BJP leader Amit Shah has criticized the DMK government for indulging in anti-people policies. Addressing a party meeting in Madurai, he accused DMK for Tasmag corruption amounting to 39,775 crore rupees. He said that the law and order in the DMK government has been in disorder. Mr. Shah said that in the past 11 years of Modi government, Tamil Nadu has been given 6,80,000 crore rupees. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has called on social media influencers and intellectuals to turn the One Nation, One Election initiative into a mass movement, citing its importance for national progress. Speaking at an event in Bengaluru, Chauhan stressed that frequent elections drain time and public funds. He said simultaneous Lok Sabha and Assembly elections every 5 years would save administrative resources and money. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heat wave conditions over West Rajasthan till the 11th of this month. Parts of northwest India, except for Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand, are also likely to witness heat wave conditions during the next 4 days. Meanwhile, the weather agency has issued a yellow alert in Delhi for the next 4 days and warned residents to take precautions against heat-related discomfort as the capital is set to face extreme heat with temperatures rising to 44 degrees Celsius. In the French Open Tennis 2025, the title clash for men's singles between defending champion Carlos Alcaraz of Spain and world number one Yannick Sinner of Italy is currently underway at Roland-Garros. After losing the first two sets, Alcaraz mounted a strong comeback, winning the third and fourth sets. When reports last came in, the match stands at 4-6, 6-7, 6-4, 7-6, with the fifth set currently in progress. India athletes dominated the second and final day of the Taiwan Athletics Open Championship, winning 10 medals, including 6 gold, 3 silver in Taipei yesterday. Key winners of gold medals included 3-time national champion Vidya Ramaraj in women's 400-meter hurdles, Rohit Yadav in men's javelin throw, Pooja in women's 800-meter, Krishan Kumar in men's 800-meter and Anurani in women's javelin throw. And that is the end of this news bulletin.